Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on your mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from.
Sorry, Aaron. No, I'm going here. Makes more sense. Happy Friday, my friend. Welcome to the party, pal. Kevin Flynn and for Scott Hennin. We're coming up on 7 past the hour. We're glad you're here. It is the Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. I love it when I get to sit in for Scott and host this show because I'm just kind of a throw it against the wall, see if it sticks kind of guy. Whatever is on your mind, honestly, seriously, frankly, candidly, saying whatever, straight up, what do you want to talk about? For me, heading to the weekend, happy Friday, by the way, the first day of fall is tomorrow. I'm going to drag Dean Wysocki in here for just a bit, here in a minute, just to talk about the fall and the LRC, the LESAC recurring cycle that's going to be dropping here next week. And snow, I want to talk about snow, and I want to talk about snow totals, too. But he probably didn't have that yet. We'll get to that. We're going to talk a good show today. In the bottom of the hour, this hour, Frank Pervone, who's the National Director for Priests for Life, to just talk about some of the lunacy and the abortion conversations. And the lunacy factor goes up depending on the state you're talking about, where they're, you know, where the debate is going on. California, New York, Minnesota. Woo! Man, what planet are you from for that? So we'll get caught up with Frank on that. And Representative Jeff Witte is a Republican House member from Minnesota 57B, which is down in Lakeville, south of the cities. He's also a retired member of law enforcement. We'll get his take on the SRO situation. Again, he's there. He's seeing how the mud works in the swamp works in St. Paul. So we'll get his thoughts on that issue. Anything else? Shoot me an email, studio@flagfamily.com. That is the email gets to me. Text line 701-237-1590. As always, you can dial direct into the PetroServe USA studios, 701-271-1100, if you want to have the conversation. Love that. Or leave a message line, 855-200-1776. We have a gal, we call her Karen. And Karen, the network listeners after in this part of the show usually don't get privy to the talk about the Karen that calls. She calls our listener line, the leave a message line, on, I would say on average, 10, 12 times a day. I kid you not. And I just don't even listen to him anymore. It's so bad.
Does she have a good one?
It's some of it's so rank. It's like, oh my gosh, just terrible. So that's going on. Chat a little bit. I'll just tell you, I'm so excited. Tomorrow, I'm hunting ducks in Minnesota with Steve Carney, our outdoors guy, that's on Flag Fargo with us every week. And, he's the man. Steve Carney Outdoors is his site. He fishes a lot in North Dakota too. And, gonna be, shooting. And he got us access, dude. He's like, hey, cause the water levels are so low in Minnesota right now.
Terrible.
The river levels are so low. The lake levels are down. And we had a great snowpack. I mean, spring started out so good, man. The rivers were way up. It was all good. And tubing, I think, shut down on the Otter Tail over by Detroit Lakes, I think mid-July. By that time, it was already that low. He got us a sweet spot. So he called me yesterday. He's like, dude, we're in. I'm like, yes. So I might actually harvest a duck or two tomorrow. Because usually we just sit out there and blow on the duck calls all day, all morning and watch them fly over.
And they're not—they're not too active when it's raining.
I'm going with the pro. Yeah, that's what we're just a little bit. Yeah. We're bringing rain gear, so
okay. We
may just be hanging out. So that's the show today. If you want to, again, dial up 701-271-1100. I wanted to bring Dean in for just a second. I saw if you go to our AM1100, theflag.com, or AM1090theflag.com, you got the on the weather page, there's a thing about El Nino and winter. And then there's two different deals when it comes to Pacific flow and airflow and how that affects the jet stream, which in turn affects the weather patterns and blah, blah, blah. We all know that. But there's La Nina and El Nino.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as I understand it, El Nino is when the temperatures are further north in the Pacific. Is that it, or is it the other way around?
No, it's what El Nino is. It's the warming of the equatorial Pacific off the South American coast.
Got it, yep.
El Nino is abnormally warmer than normal temperatures, which, again, affects the weather globally.
Yep.
La Nina would be the Saturday Night Live episode with Chris Farley. Or wait, no, that was El Nino.
He was a wrestler, yeah, El Nino.
But La Nina is the same equatorial Pacific with cooler than normal temperatures. Now, on average, and again, you can't just forecast because of on average, usually during La Nina, we have a colder than normal winter, which we had last winter. Last winter was a La Nina winter. Normally, it's colder than normal, and in our neck of the woods, snowier than normal. Now, that's not always the case. And here's a good example. We had a La Nina winter last year. Typically, the West Coast is very dry. And look what happened to the West Coast last year during La Nina. They had record rainfall, record snowpack. So that's why you can't just blanket it by saying La Nina, all right, it's dry here, it's cold there. With this year with El Nino, warming of the Pacific, equatorial Pacific,
right.
On average, we usually would have a warmer than normal winter and drier than normal winter as well. But again, the LRC is the central piece to that puzzle. Let's see how the LRC pans out in October and November.
If you've never heard Dean talk about, or us talk about, the LRC, is the Lezak recurring cycle for Gary Lezak, the inventor of it. He has a patent. Doesn't he have a patent on it or something?
He has a patent pending.
Yeah.
Yep.
The research, the time, the brain power that went into how he put this together is really unreal. I mean, when he can call hurricanes,
months in advance.
So, I mean, and it's a crapshoot anyway, you know, when you're doing weather. It's like, okay, it's always a best guess, you know, and for me, that just helps your odds of being better. So, and now, second question. Go to the website and weather page and read about what the article that Dean posted, and there's a cool graphic there too. Snow totals this winter. Last year was pretty impressive. I mean, we got 70 plus, didn't we?
It was a pretty healthy winter. Normally we get about 50, and I think we were mid 70s last year.
We need
70s.
More too. We can use it.
Oh, goodness.
We need the groundwater.
Yeah. Absolutely. Now, what's your best guess? Well, I have none. Not yet.
Next week?
Well, October 5th is when the new LRC cycle starts. And again, if you're not familiar with the LRC cycle, the first week in October, every year, a brand new cycle starts. I've had people ask, why? Why does it start in the first week in October? And that's what Gary is still doing research on. One thing that happens is the sun, you know, the North Pole goes into twilight. The sun is about ready to set completely. And once the North Pole goes into twilight, bam, that's when the new LRC cycle starts.
Yeah.
So what we look for, in early October, so the new cycle will set, around October 5th, right? That's the key date, right around there. And what we'll look for is the weather patterns. We'll look for what it looks like that October 5th, 6th time frame. We'll look at the upper air weather patterns. And when we see that same pattern show its ugly face again, or whatever you want to call it,
right,
then the cycle is set. It could be 30 days. It could be 40, 45 days. So we'll look at what happens in October into November. If it's dry and mild, then that will portray what most of the winter will hold, is a drier and warmer than normal pattern. If October and November end up being cold and either rainy or, you know, stormy, then that will portray what the winter holds, and even into the spring and summer as well. So we'll have to wait and kind of see. Again, if you're going on average, and I've seen a lot of winter forecasts saying we're going to be warmer than normal with less snow, well, some El Nino years are like that. But we have to wait and see exactly what the centerpiece of the puzzle, which is the LRC, how that pans out during the month of October into November. And that will kind of portray what the not only the winter, but the spring looks like as well. So I don't think we want a quiet October, November, because then we'll be worried about drought conditions for next year.
Right, right. Shout out to, if you want to learn more about this LRC, Gary's website is weather2020.com. Super easy, yeah. weather2020.com.
And this is huge, for the, especially for the ag community.
Yeah,
this is really big for the ag community.
Full credit, man. It's unbelievable. Absolutely. All right, my brother, appreciate it. Thank you.
And
we'll 2 weeks, basically 2 weeks from today is when the LRC drops.
That's Christmas for us.
All right. 701-271-1100. Ben is on deck in Rolog. Let's line them up. What is on your mind? Want to talk government shutdown? Want to talk Ukraine? You want to talk border? Want to talk closer to home? What do you got? 701-271-1100. This is What's on Your Mind. Kevin for Scotty today.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
We're talking estate planning with Mark Wagner, ND Estate Services. Mark, what are the deciding factors when people determine their estate plans?
Scott, age, marital status, and even wealth are not a determining factor when it comes to setting up your estate plan. The determining factor is, number one, if you don't want to have any court oversight of any titleable assets or any numbered accounts, you need to consider the benefits of a revocable living trust to have a private, peaceful settlement for your family each and every time, guaranteed.
That avoids probate, but it also minimizes taxes, doesn't it?
It does minimize taxes. The kids all receive a stepped-up basis on your investments and also on your personal titleable property that's been properly funded into the trust. Absolutely.
Call Mark to find out more at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, ndestateservices.com in Minnesota and North Dakota. Mark Wagner. Thanks, Mark.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Happy Friday, 20 past the hour. Scott is off today. Kevin Flynn here, 701-271-1100. Joan Jett, I'm still having a hard time getting my brain around. Joan Jett is 65 years old today. Yeah, she can retire now. So, but, you know, I didn't see the tour, but she was out with the tour with Def Leppard and Motley Crue for a bunch of dates and just rocked the house. I just saw a video of her backstage doing, like, a workout thing. Like, surprisingly, Jonah's aged well. Well done. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. They've got so many great deals going on the car washes, buy one, get one. Deals across the board, food and fuel. And the great thing is they have this, this mantra of kind of like scratch cooking, home cooking. It's all available to go, which is super convenient. It's Friday. Let's talk about it. Glendon, they're doing that chili mac. It's mac and cheese with chili. Awesome. 9th Avenue Southwest in Fargo's got barbecued pulled pork today. West Fargo on West Main's doing pulled pork or the mac and cheese or the fish. So you got three choices on West Main. Fargo on 12th Avenue North. West is doing southern fried, that southern chicken bowl, which is really good. Tuna hot dish in Harwood, brand new, beautiful car wash up in Harwood now. And on MP Avenue, downtown Fargo, tater tot hot dish today. As we say, home cooking, grab and go convenience. PetroServe USA. Go to the PetroServeUSA.com website. They are hiring as well. You can go on there, click careers, and find out more about all the openings at all the locations near you. 22 past the hour, what is on your mind? And that's the big question. I know what's on my mind, but let's Ben, you're batting leadoff this morning. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing fine. I got a question for you.
Hit me.
You've been talking about Ukraine, and I've left a message, and I've been reading papers, and I read an article last week in the Western Producer. It's a paper out of Canada. It's an ag paper. And they had a big article on canola in Ukraine.
Yeah.
And Ukraine raises canola, and in last year was a record crop. Okay. This year, their crop could be 40% bigger again. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then I read another article that the Polish people, or the Polish government's getting a little uppity about Ukraine because Ukraine is growing so much wheat, they're flooding their market with it. And Ukraine's been a big supporter of, Poland's been a big supporter of Ukraine. And all of a sudden now they're kind of backing off. They're getting hammered by all their excess wheat. Now my question is, we keep hearing that Ukraine's nothing but a battle zone. Everybody's left the country and everybody's hiding in their basement and Putin is this terrible animal that's destroying everything. How are they producing all this grain? How do you produce grain? You got to have fertilizer. You got to have fuel. You got to have seed. You got to have equipment. They're producing these bumper crops. How is that if this country's all blown to smithereens?
Well, I don't understand enough of it. I should get my main man, Nate, on. My news hound, buddy news hound, Nate, is about the most learned guy I know about Ukraine. But, you know, as I understand it, there's regions, obviously, where the fighting's going on. A lot of the country is just carrying on. I mean, the whole country has not been invaded. There's areas that are, you know, that they're fighting in.
Well,
Bridget Riedel talks about it too, Benno. She was talking about a lot of these areas that the crops are contaminated because of all the ordnance that's been used in those fields or whatever. So I don't know, but. Good question.
Well,
great question.
My question is they're producing bigger crops of canola than they did before this war started.
Yeah. Yeah,
according to the Western Producer article. And I don't quite understand this. So I wish somebody would explain, are we getting had on this whole deal? Because we've got $140 billion, I think, whizzed down the drain. Half of it's in Joe's pocket, and the other half of it is this idiot that runs the country and all his other boys with him. I just think there's another deal that the CIA has got us into, and I don't trust the government anymore. I'm sorry. I'm 71 years old. I used to think they were pretty honest. Now I don't think there's any honesty in this country anymore.
I'm with you there, brother.
So I just thought I'd throw that at you, and you can think, see what you think.
All right, amigo.
Okay.
Appreciate the time. Have a great weekend.
And thanks for doing a great job.
All right, back at you, brother. Appreciate you. The great Ben in Rolock. There you go. So, yeah, to me, the most corrupt country in the world before this thing started was Ukraine. Trafficking, nastiness, you know, all sorts of corruption, bioweapon labs, you know, Burisma. Let's go way back to all the before we ever met the actor Volodymyr Zelensky. We're so far into this more than any other country. You're never going to convince me. And Kevin Cramer talks about this too. I called him out on that. I'm like, dude, there is no way in any world that Vladimir Putin is going to march past Ukraine and, you know, try and reunite. I mean, then we're talking about an attack on a NATO nation. Okay. That's a different deal. Ukraine's kind of in the middle. You know, they are sovereign, but they aren't. Depends on who you ask. You know, my problem is the accounting of all the money, the amount of all the money. We've spent way more than any other country. Why isn't Europe in on this? You know, and I'll play you some Rand Paul talking about this in a second, but here's Biden. here's Biden mumbling, surrounded by members of his cabinet, reasserting our commitment to Ukraine's fight against the evil Putin and the evil Russia. Check it out.
Russia alone stands in the way of peace. It could end this today. Instead, Russia is seeking more weapons from Iran and North Korea. That would violate multiple UN Security Council resolutions that Moscow itself voted to put in place.
Mm-hmm. Has anyone, please send me, call in, send me the link, let me know the source. Has anyone, on that note, defined what victory is here? Have we gotten, has anyone asked Putin, all right, what's it going to take? Do you want the whole cake? Well, you can't have the whole con. What's it going to take? That's how a negotiation would go. But no, anybody ask him any of that? Here's a little more from Mumbling Joe.
Together with our allies and partners, we will continue to provide security assistance to support Ukraine's progress in reclaiming its territory. And we'll continue to provide humanitarian aid to help millions of innocents suffering from Russia's aggression. And what they've done to your children is criminal.
Money, 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 money. Oh, come on. We'll continue to provide, continue to provide, continue to provide.
I approve the next tranche of U.S. security assistance to Ukraine, including more artillery, more ammunition, more anti-tank weapons, and next week, the first U.S. Abrams tanks will be delivered to Ukraine. We also focused on strengthening Ukraine's air defense capabilities.
Isn't that exciting? Money, 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 money. Text in 701-237-1590. A shot of Fetterman standing on stage with a bunch of men in suits, and he's got his shorts, his tanny runners, and his hoodie on, and he's holding the floor sweeper. Says, attaboy, Johnny's multitasking. Very good. Our government at the highest levels knew about the dangers of the vaccines early on and lied to us repeatedly. And here they come again, yeah, with a link. Oh, yeah, they're coming again. Kevin, I just have to get this off my chest. Trump didn't create corruption. He revealed it. Trump didn't create media bias. He revealed it. Didn't create urban decay. The Democrats run cities did. More on that and more text coming up. And call in. Oh, and we'll talk to...
At Summit Carbon Solutions, the safety of landowners, communities, and workers is our top priority. Here are some of the safety steps we're following on our new carbon capture and storage project. Summit Carbon Solutions will use top-rated materials, including American-made steel. We'll go beyond U.S. Department of Transportation regulations. The pipeline will be buried at least 4 feet deep instead of the required 3. 100% of welds will be X-rayed instead of 10%. We'll deploy real-time leak detection and in-person monitoring 24/7, 365 days a year. This will be the safest pipeline ever built in the U.S. Pipelines are the safest mode of transportation, and the 5,300 miles of CO2 pipelines in service today are the safest of all pipelines. In fact, there has never been a fatality from a CO2 pipeline. This project will drive job growth across the Midwest and boost the ethanol and ag industries that are critical to the U.S. economy. Learn more at summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA News Update. President Biden announced another $325 million aid package for Ukraine yesterday. Zelensky's visit comes at a crucial time for Ukraine as it attempts to get support and secure additional funding for its counteroffensive against Russia. Biden said he approved the next round of U.S. security assistance to Ukraine, including more artillery, more ammunition, more anti-tank weapons, and next week, the first U.S. Abrams tanks will be delivered to Ukraine. India has stopped issuing visas to Canadian citizens amid tensions over the killing of a Sikh separatist on Canadian soil. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau claims Indian government officials may have been responsible. India said the temporary visa ban was due to security threats, disrupting work at its missions in Canada. Tensions flared this week after the Prime Minister claimed India may have been behind Monday's murder. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Yeah. Hey, welcome back. It's What's on Your Mind, Friday edition. Kevin Flynn in for Scott Henin today. Taking in the Parents' Weekend. If you've got to go to a Parents' Weekend where you're a child that's in college, Arizona State, I could think of worse places to have to go. You know, you could, you know, I'm just saying. They're doing that and getting a little family time in with the lovely young Haley, who's killing it down at ASU. It's that time of year, man. All the parents' weekends happening. The Bison are on bye week this week. So my young son went to the Twin Cities to hang out with his frat. He's not in a frat, but he's got a bunch of friends that are down in the city. So he's heading there this weekend. Getting ready for the Vikings. Vikings taking on Chargers this weekend. There's a lot of great Friday night lights across the region, across the state tonight. A couple of games last night, too. So it's just a great time of year. The fall, and I will tell you this. If you want to, from points in North Dakota and South Dakota, you know, the western part of our What's on Your Mind neighborhood, you want to take a great fall colors trip. They're happening right now in Minnesota Lakes Country. So I would say they're probably 30 to 40%. Maybe even halfway at this point. There's some of the trees are just exploding, so it's a great time if you wanted to do that. Hey, we're brought to you by Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow. I got a great email from Frank Speech. You know, Mike, his Lindell Offense Fund is helping Kerry Lake in Arizona. They're revealing irregularities and tabulating machines and so much that went on in Maricopa County. Kudos, Mike. You know, like him or not, man, that guy... And what a great story he's got. Twin City, a Minnesota boy, and started MyPillow just because he hated the pillows that he was getting and decided to tear up some memory foam. And next thing you know, MyPillow was born. And, man, he's grown it. He employs a lot of people. He spends a lot of money trying to make our election secure again and get our integrity back in that process. Just can't say enough about the guy. And I kind of laugh at his commercials sometimes because he just makes me laugh. Here's the thing. You go to MyPillow.com. Okay, MyPillow.com, no matter where you go, if you go to Radio Listener Special, all of that at the website, it's fine. Whatever you're shopping for, pillows, slippers, towels, you know, robes, whatever, mattress toppers, pet beds, just remember Scott for the promo code and you're good to go. S-C-O-T-T, pretty easy. When you get to checkout, they'll say promo code, type in S-C-O-T-T, you got Scott in there, the deal's done, you're good to go. And Christmas is coming, hate to say that word, but it is. I might want to think about it now, he's got those sheet sets for like under $25 now. So you can do that at MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Great people. We're waiting, trying to connect with Frank Provone. He's a Priest for Life National Director, talking a bit about the abortion debate. There's always been a debate about this topic. I stay out of this conversation. But it has to, we've gotten to the point, you know, and when... I understand it, as I understand it. If a woman is the result of a rape, incest, a sexual assault, and the result of that assault is a pregnancy, no one anywhere, I don't think, is reasonably going to say, even if you are a staunch pro-life, I mean, you would hope that they would, you know, staunch pro-life would carry out the pregnancy and put the baby up for adoption. Sometimes, unintended consequences, etc. I don't think anybody has a problem with any young lady that the minute they find that out, that they want, or whatever age a woman would be, that they want to terminate that from the result of that assault. I don't think anyone has a problem with that. I have always had a problem using abortion as birth control. I don't think that's the way we should not use that. Rare and safe is what I've always kind of gone with. Rare and safe. But now we're talking about, I mean, who thinks after birth? After you can, that's been chatted about and talked about. Now, and I'm going to ask Frank if that's actually a thing in any state, but I've heard it's been proposed. You've got to be kidding me. I mean, at what point do we call it then? It's like my buddy Jimmy Fallon says, kid got a first grade report card you didn't like, wrap it up there. So until then, 701-271-1100. Love to have a conversation, anything what's on your mind. They're talking, government shutdown by next week. If the continuing resolution nonsense doesn't happen, we can chat about that. I've got some audio for that. And the other thing is the border. I've got a text going into the break. I want to finish it about Trump. Trump didn't create any of this. He revealed it. You know, when it comes to censorship, he revealed it. Didn't create, censorship of faith. He revealed it. And those are facts. Another texter says, Kev, I heard you're going duck hunting in Minnesota. Yes. The talk is Governor Walz leg-banded every duck possible. You need to check each duck you shoot that has been banded. At that point, you will find out how much tax you need to send into the state for shooting that duck. I don't think that's the case, buddy, but nothing would surprise me with this cabal in St. Paul. I cannot give those who say they're pro-choice any credit to their name. It should be no choice, because the poor, helpless little baby is never given a choice. True that. They deny them the choice of life, liberty, and the pursuit of any happiness. The abortionist was given the gift of life, and someone tied them up and blindfolded them and stood them before a firing squad, not giving them any choice to live. That's what it would feel like to be aborted. I wonder how much they would, and about this too, I noticed that all the people that are, screaming for all sorts of abortion rights are actually, born. So, great point there, but you kind of lose me there. Video explaining how NATO and the EU broke their deal with Putin repeatedly. They did everything to start this war, but fire the first shot. What says it all is when they impeached Trump for asking questions about U.S. involvement in Ukraine. Wake up, people. Watch the clip. Send a video clip. I will watch that. There's so much more to this. But I had no accounting of the money. More money than any other country by far. All these veiled threats that when you think 10 seconds into the thought of Vladimir Putin's going to march on Europe, he can barely march on Ukraine. He's talking about Iran helping him with Iranian drones or something. Another text, please get ND Game and Fish on to ask why deer have a point system but elk and moose don't. A lot of people have put in for elk and moose for 25 years. Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, I will. Hold on, I want to make a note of it. Super producer Chris Larson, my main man, is so let's get that flag that text. We'll see if we can do that for him. And that's super easy. This is BS. Another refugee being a positive influence on the community that took her in and gave her every chance in the world to be a stand-up productive member of society and contribute all that she can to say thank you, and this is what we get. Now, there's a family out there lost a son forever. It's a picture of the gal in Fargo. This gal's from West Fargo. She was involved in this crash in April, and she said as she was leaving, she did not come in on a DUI. She was 0.07. Coming from a social function, as I understand from our news director, one of our reporter, Ty Schoenert, said. But at the scene, said that the gentleman riding the bike was trying to commit suicide. Bad move. So I don't know the whole deal of the story, but again, she wasn't DUI. Who knows if she was impaired in any other way? My thing with you don't need somebody to be drunk now during this time in our lives to, you know, have a fatality, because everybody's on their phone. It's mind-boggling to me how many people I see, I mean, semi-drivers even, that I see on the phone. It's unbelievable. Kevin, put someone on this, please. That woman has a history of these stunts in four states. When this originally happened, it took a quick online search to see Minnesota, Michigan, and Texas have history with her. Who keeps bailing her out and how? Take it deeper. Start looking into those who bailed, who billed the PPE loan program. Oh, there you go. Recall around the same time, PPE loan. Yeah, oh, but the PPE loans. I'm in Minnesota, man. Have you heard about all the daycare stuff and all the nonsense that went on that with that? Unbelievable. Studio@flagfamily.com. Studio@flagfamily.com if you want to shoot in a, shoot an email, or you can shoot a text, 701-237-1590. I want to play you a bit about what they're talking about. There's two big, obviously the border is what the border is. They're not, it's on purpose. They're not doing anything about it. They want it open. They're flooding the zone. And I don't know when it'll stop. If we got to put up with this for another year and, you know, till January, a year from January when we get somebody, you know, when Trump gets back in there and starts the mass deportation, nothing's changing there. Nothing is changing there. Every day, thousands are coming. So the invasion continues. You're coming to a neighborhood near you. The other thing is, oh, we're going to shut the government down. Don't have any money. Got a continuing resolution. Don't have a budget. Everybody got to get paid. And Rand Paul was on talking about this nonsense and how we are borrowing, okay, $33 trillion in debt. Everybody on board with that? Yep, got that number. And now we're borrowing money to send to Ukraine. And who do we borrow the money from? We borrow the money from China. Okay, Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul was on with Maria Bartiromo and talked about this idiocy, this lunacy. Check this out. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, hang on. That's my fault. Turn that part off. There we go. See, I'm running the show today, because guys, so I'm doing it all here. All right, go ahead and roll.
To go over there, you need to sit down, go to Poland and talk to our military commanders, spend some time on the ground in Ukraine, listen to their side of the story.
That's Lindsey Graham. They're talking about, he's all for it, you know.
Joining me right now is Kentucky Senator Rand Paul. He's the ranking member of the Senate Homeland Security Committee. Senator, you just heard what Lindsey Graham said. How much money total has gone to Ukraine so far? What has been the impact, and have you been to Ukraine?
Somebody needs to remind the senator that we don't have any money. We're about $1.5 trillion in debt for this year. Over the last 3 months, we've accumulated almost $1 trillion in 3 months. The total is $33 trillion. So we don't have like an extra rainy day fund or a surplus we can send them. We have to borrow the money from China to send it to Ukraine. So no matter what your sympathies are in the war, and I'm sympathetic to Ukraine fighting off the Russian aggressors, but at the same time, I think it's irresponsible to think about their country before I think about my country. We have a government funding that needs to happen before September 30th. For them to hold that hostage and to say, oh, we'll close down, you know, we're going to close down government unless you pass Ukrainian funding, we don't have the money. So I don't think it's a good idea for our country to continue borrowing. We've given them over, I think it's about $113 billion. This is another $24 billion. But you know,
in college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you We're made for more.
These days, you can get a car wash in about every corner, but at PetroServe USA, you'll get a great car wash, and you can come on inside for some hot stuff, personal pan pizza, some cookies, some muffins, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, and fill up all in one stop. Brand new to Harwood, North Dakota, the all-new PetroServe USA car wash. Check that out. Coming soon to Castleton, too. It's a trifecta: great fuel, great food, and a great car wash all in one. PetroServe USA. PetroServe
USA. Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming September auctions include 600 acres in Stutsman County, 140 acres in Grand Forks County, 289 acres in Cass County, 709 acres in Trail County, 160 acres in Ransom County near Lisbon, and many more land and equipment auctions in Barnes, Ward, McLean, Renville, Towner, Walsh, Morton, Burleigh, and Burke Counties. Call Piper's 877-700-4099 for view all these land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind, Friday edition. Scotty's off today. Kevin Flynn sitting in. Welcome to your calls, 701-271-1100, text 701-237-1590, or studio at flagfamily.com is my email. Joan Jett, 65 today. I'm still kind of like trying to let this one settle in. Yeah. The queen of the back in the punk days with the Runaways and Lita Ford at 65 today. Hey, brought to you by our, this is a good texture. Brought to you by our friends at UMary. UMary.edu. UMary is awesome. And by the way, my buddy Jesse Forknell is having a great season with the Marauders as quarterback. He's loving the entire experience. And the thing that I love about the University of Mary, first of all, if you haven't been to the campus or seen it, you know, looking at colleges for next year or maybe making a change, the campus is gorgeous. I mean, right along the river, it's beautiful out down there. And it's kind of a, what I love about their mission is it's kind of a whole person, a whole body education. You know, faith, academics, all of it, the athletics, life at UMary, faith and service that they integrate and weave through all of it. Education for the whole of life, as they say. And you can find out more. Check out the website, umary.edu, umary.edu. Undergraduate programs, the grad programs, they've got a lot of it online and evening if you need to do it that way. You can certainly get it awesome at it. And year-round campus, by the way, the dining, if you're pretty much hungry at any time, that's what I love about it, too. Find out more at umary.edu, umary.edu. Great people, great place. Nine in front of the top of the hour, we're still trying to connect with the National Director for Priests for Life, Frank Provone. Looks like he might have been held up. After the top of the hour, we're going to chat with Jeff Witte, who's a Republican House member from Lakeville in Minnesota, south of the Twin Cities on 57. He's from 57B on this SRO problem in Minnesota. This is really just to shine a light on inept government, and that's what we're dealing with in Minnesota. We are dealing with a tyrannical governor in Tim Walz, who literally has the rest of the state hostage because he's got the AG office, he's got the SOS, he's got the Senate and House. I mean, and we're just sitting around like we're, you know, handcuffed to a chair watching a child run around with a sharp knife. It's just unbelievable. The damage, oh, my gosh. Minnesota is, I mean, the numbers of, what did I see, 19,000 businesses have left, the numbers of people that are vacating. I don't know at what point you notice that and go, maybe we're not doing anything. Maybe what we're doing here isn't working. So, yeah, there's that. Let's see. Text in, 70123. A couple of, oh, man, I got a text coming in. Biden says Putin invading Ukraine is criminal, but Biden allows our borders to be open, allowing the cartels to flood our country with fentanyl and destroying hundreds of thousands of lives. And to him, that isn't criminal. Then again, we have a criminal in the White House. There you go. The clip of him mumbling about the Ukrainian aid and all the stuff is just, he isn't writing anything. He isn't coming up with anything. He's just reading it. Hey, Kev, how about a talk about the North Dakota ex-Lieutenant Governor Brett Sanford working to import Ukrainian illegals on a fast track to work in the oil fields? He was on and talked about that. You know, that's way past my salary, you know what I'm saying? We need workers. I know that. We've always had migrant workers. I know that. I used to employ them, and it was the way that when we wanted work done in Phoenix, yard work, or me or my neighbors or anybody, you'd go down to, you know, 8th and Camelback and hold up how many, you know, amigos you wanted, and they'd jump in the car or the truck, and they'd come and do your yard work or do whatever you wanted. And they were, you know, they were green card. And I learned what a green card was when I moved to Arizona. So, I mean, we've always had those. I think what Brent is talking about is when the ones from Ukraine, if I recall the conversation, you can go to am1100theflag.com, bring up the conversation. It's archived there. Or am1090theflag.com. And listen, but as I understand it, these are workers that understand the oil field, understand that business, understand that industry. So that's what I remember about it. But I just know that a sidebar in this same kind of story is that we got a lot of text when a lot of Fargo's dealing with homeless. Actually, every state in the country is now dealing with however many million people are here illegally. But one of the deals is that as they were coming in, like, who are these people? Where are they? Where are they from? You know, are they? And apparently, a plane load landed at Hector Airport in Fargo. We got a text, and everybody was afraid. They took pictures. And what that was in the fall, they all flew in from Chicago, and they're all green card, they're all visa, work visa'd, you know, migrant farm workers. They're working at dairy operations in Minnesota. They're working at the turkey operations in Minnesota. They're working, I mean, doing whatever all over. So I would take the word Ukrainian illegals out of that. I mean, I don't think, obviously, he wants to bring him here legally under work visas to work in the oil patch. That's what I understand about that. All right, Jeff is on, and Oh, Jeff. Jeff is on. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Jeff is on. Our next guest. We'll chat with him coming up after the top of the hour here in the news break. He is a from 57B in Minnesota. He's from Lakeville. Retired law enforcement and a Republican House member down in St. Paul, watching this insanity with no SROs, no school resource officers on any campuses. I hear some schools are pushing back a bit about that. We'll talk to Jeff coming up on What's on Your Mind. Happy Friday.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline, and is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And off your order,